Good afternoon. This is the LAC-RALO Governance Working Group call. My name is Sergio Salinas Poto. In my capacity as chair of the working group, governance working group, we have some action items pending to start with this call. So I will ask the staff, I don't know if it is Gisela or Susie, if they could kindly proceed with the roll call so that we can start with the call at once.
Hello, this is Susie Johnson. Welcome to the LAC-RALO Governance Working Group call. Today is Monday, 24 February 2014 at 2300 UTC. Participants are Dev Anand Tiluk Singh, Sergio Salinas Porto, Leon Felipe Sanchez, Fatima Cambronero. We have apologies from Raul Bauer. On the staff is Heidi Orrick, Sylvia Vivanco, and me, Susie Johnson. Interpreters are Veronica and David. Please state your names before speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but also to allow the interpreters to identify you on the other language channel. Also, please speak at a reasonable speed to allow for accurate interpretation. Thank you, and over to you, Sergio.
Thank you very much, Susie. This is Sergio Salinas Poto speaking. Good afternoon to you all. This is, as I said before, the LAC-RALO Governance Working Group call. Today we have plenty of time to deal with some topics that we started dealing with in our previous call. And I would like to remind you or recall what happened in our previous call. We started to discuss certain topics related to that were pending, in fact, on our minds since the Costa Rica GA and since our meeting in Cartagena de Indias in 2010. It would be interesting to review some of the action items, but undoubtedly, the most important topic, I think, it is the three working groups that we have. I think this is very interesting. We have three subgroups, in fact, this matrix sub-working group, the operating principles working group, and the rules of procedures working group. The operating principles working groups, and I would like to say that I will be a member of this working group because I would like to go through the process with them. They sent me an email to the list. Unfortunately, this is not in English, but I know we will have the information in English very soon, so that English speakers may be able to follow the thread of a conversation. And I think I should congratulate the working group on the process because this was a step-by-step process that described all the discussions that we had regarding the operating principles within LAC-RALO. So first of all, I would like to ask Fatima, if it is possible, or Leon or Vanda, and I don't know if they are on the call, but I would like to ask one of them to submit the clean report. So Fatima, could you please take the floor? Go ahead, please. Hello, Sergio. Yes, this is Fatima speaking. Can you hear me? Sergio, first of all, before telling you what we did with Leon and Vanda, I would like to make a brief comment. May I? Sergio speaking. Yes, please, Fatima, go ahead. You have the floor. Fatima speaking. Thank you, Sergio. I understand that we haven't decided the objectives yet for this working group and that we have sent the summary or a brainstorming with the ideas of the first call of this new working group, but we still haven't written all these objectives for the document that we need to write. So I would like to have this as an action item and to be very focused on that, because that was something that happened in the previous working group. They never decided on the objectives and they didn't know the way to follow. So within this brainstorming that we had in our first meeting, we had this thing of reviewing the rules of procedures and operating principles, and we are focusing on that. But I would like to have this settled somewhere, perhaps on the wiki page, so that we can resort to once we draft the final document. So just speaking, okay, Fatima, very good. Very well. Sergio speaking. I just wanted to tell you that I agree with you, and I will ask Sylvia whether she can, if she can write this. I see that is an action item, which is to define the objectives of the working group. Fatima speaking. Okay. Thank you very much. Now, regarding the review that we have done regarding the operating principles of LACRALO, I will post on the wiki the link that I sent in Spanish, and the translation into English was already requested. I think Silvia Bank was dealing with this. What we did in this working group together with Vanda and Leon was to take what was already done for the Costa Rica meeting, where there was this document was submitted for the amendment of the operating principles. And what we did was this. We adjusted this according to what we have been discussing in the working group. That is to say, to take into account the good governance principles and its characteristics that Deb shared in our first call, and on the other hand, to review all the operating principles to see if they are in accordance with the needs of LACRALO. Sergio, I don't know if what you want is that we deal with each of the topics in particular, or I know that I have sent that information recently, and I apologize for this because I was away, and I was not able to send that information before. But what we can do is to give some time for to the members for them to review the document, for them to read the document, and we can discuss this in our on our next call. Sergio speaking. Okay, Fatima, thank you. This is Sergio for the records. What I wanted, in fact, is to discuss this right now, since we have already received that information, and I think we have been able to read the document, and perhaps we can make the most of this time that we have simultaneous interpretation. If we need to read anything in English, perhaps we can start working at once. I mean, the idea would be, I don't know what you think about this, but I think that since you are here and Leon as well, we can read the document, or we can debate or discuss on specific topics. Silvia Banco speaking. Sergio, Dev has his hand up. Sergio speaking. Okay, sorry, I haven't seen him. Okay, Sergio speaking. Okay, Fatima. Would you like to answer this, or should I give the floor to Dev first? Fatima? Fatima speaking. Yes, please, Dev, go ahead. And then we will discuss, we will share. Sergio speaking. Okay, Dev, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. This is Devananti Luxing speaking. And, well, I have not had a chance to really go into great detail the document that Fatima provided, but that Fatima, Leon, and Vanda provided. I have to say, though, just looking at it, I'm not sure what exactly was the changes from the Costa Rica proposals, because it looks at first glance unchanged, and if it is unchanged, and I must say I'm sorry to say this, but I'm very disappointed, and I would not approve of these proposals, to many of these proposals, because they are contrary, in my mind, to democratic and good governance. I'm sorry to be so blunt, because it was precisely, it was no consensus on these matters that precisely led to great discord at the Costa Rica General Assembly. So, but perhaps this is something that we now need to really discuss, and might I suggest that the different issues be put on the wiki and perhaps separated so that each one can be separated and looked at. Thank you.
This is Sergio speaking. Thank you very much, Dev. Fatima, you have the floor now. Go ahead, please. This is Fatima speaking. Thank you very much, Sergio. And to reply to Dev's concern, Dev, we are submitting this or presenting this to discuss this, and not because we are taking for granted that there is consensus. This proposal that was presented in the Costa Rica GA has the consensus of all of the members except but for you and Carton, as far as I know. The rest of the members that have been working since 2010 on the amendments, we agreed on that, and that was what was reflected on the amendment. But of course, this is not definite. Of course, we are presenting this for discussion within this working group to then open this to the rest of La Grala, because we understand we need to deal with this in a GA, and what we are complying with the good governance principles. I mean, if I know that you don't agree, but this does not mean that we are not following the governance principles. Leon and the rest of the team worked all together to see and to observe your suggestions, and we are adapting this to the good governance principles, taking into account your suggestions. So I would suggest you're reviewing the material to see if you can agree on that. And if you have any concern about any concrete point or issue, let's try to answer that to see how we can modify that item or topic. Thank you. Sergio speaking. Thank you very much, Fatima. Given Fatima's explanation, I would like you, Fatima, to proceed with your report. Silvia Banco speaking. Sergio, may I interrupt you? Sergio speaking. Silvia, go ahead, please. Silvia Banco speaking. I would like to say that I have received the document and I have sent it for translation. I will post that document on the wiki page, and if you agree, I can send a reminder to the list for you to review the document. However, I would like to add that since I can see all the other railroads, I think it is a good time to make this review, because as you know, we have new ALAC rules of procedures, and we have the ABRALO, the Asia-Pacific region, which is also working on the review of the operating principles, so that they are consistent with the new ALAC rules, and of course to update those rules to fit their reality in a better way. So I think it would be very good for La Grala, it would be the proper time for La Grala to review the operating principles with two aims or purposes. First, adapting them to the La Grala reality, and second, for them to be consistent with the new ALAC rules of procedures. Thank you. Sergio speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia, for your suggestion. When it comes to posting the information on the wiki page, well, there is no problem for me, but I believe that first of all, because we have already discussed many of the things in the region, so the idea, or at least what I am understanding from our previous meeting, is to agree on the things that we need to modify or amend in this document for our region. If we take into account these subgroups, well, they are well related, very well related to the Lacbrallo activities and the legal activities as well, and the life of Lacbrallo in itself. So we need to see how we can proceed and move forward within our region. So I would like to see, if you agree, we can create an internal list. I think Fatima suggested the idea of having an email list. So I would like to ask you if you agree with this idea of having an email list for this governance working group. And on the other hand, I think it would be good to have the information on the wiki, but this is just for us to start discussing the information and see what amendments or modifications are to be done. I don't know if I'm being clear with this. First of all, I am asking you if you would like to have an email list. I think this is very important. Fatima has already expressed that need. And on the other hand, we can post this information on the wiki page to start with the discussions within this working group. So I would like to see if you agree with this, with having an email list. So I would like to ask you to vote or say if you agree with this or to express your opinion on the chat to consider this and see what we can do. I see Leon with a green check. Fatima? Okay, Dev, do you agree with having an email list regarding this governance topic or issue? Oh, I see Dev does not want. Okay, I see Dev. He agrees with the email list. Okay. Sylvia, so the idea would be to create an email list for the governance working group. Now, Fatima, could you please tell us about the work done in the operating principles subgroup? Fatima speaking. Yes, Sergio, of course. I'm waiting for my document to open just to see all the topics. I would like then Dev then be able to express his concerns, and Leon, who is, please correct me if I am wrong, but at any time we discuss the consensus topic. But we can review this, of course. The document has at the very beginning an explanation, because this was requested for the Lacbrallo GA in Costa Rica. So we wrote an explanation describing all the process since 2010 when Andrés Tiesa was the chair, the amendments of the rules of procedures and operating principles was requested. And this is mainly for you to read, because this is a historical background, in fact. And in the last part of this explanation, we have expressed the idea of this governance working group that will revise or review these operating principles. Then, on the body of the document, what we did was this. We proposed a formal amendment, because some of these amendments that were carried out in the Lacbrallo GA, well, after listening to the MP3 files, we realized there was not consensus for the amendments. And the amendments for the GA were not discussed. So the idea is to deal or to discuss those amendments before Landon. That's why we add that wording, just in case they are not approved. Then there is a clause, an interpretation clause, This has to do with what Deb suggested in the first call, and it has to do with the 8 characteristics that are required for good governance. And we believe it was important to have this as a specific topic, as an interpretation clause included. Perhaps we may change this, we may change the name of the title, we may call it in a different way, not interpretation clause, but we can change that name. But the idea is to see or what Lagrado should do when interpreting and understanding the operating principles in case we have doubts, conflicts in interpretations, divergence, or in the review, in the revision, or in the understanding of these operating principles in terms of a good governance, which we know it is participatory, consensus-oriented, based on the transparency and accountability, and that provides answers in a proper time and manner, that should be respectful of different rules and regulations. Then, taking into account the different operating principles, we have analyzed if these rules or operating principles adapted or fit these good governance rules. And in this point, just to reassure Dev, well, we have this interpretation clause where we see the way in which we should interpret our operating principles and the decisions we make. Then in point number one, what we change is this. Lagrado will be, or this is word, or the wording is this. Lagrado is formally constituted by the Latin America and the Caribbean ALSs as a way to promote the participation of end users in the ICANN policy development process. What we add here is that this is formally constituted because for an ALS to be an ALS, well, there is a certification process required before the ALAC, and this is a formal process. And apart from this, ALS should respect or follow or comply with the ICANN bylaws. The operating principle number two, well, in this case, there are some parts or text added, and the wording is this. Lagrado will provide the accreditation of users, and it will keep mechanisms for regional users who are not part of ALSs may express their opinions in terms of the ICANN policy development process. And here what we see is that there are two types of users, and the paragraph reads, we have two types of users, the full or plenary users, that are ALSs accredited before ALAC, that will have both and boys, and then non-plenary members who are part of end users associations that are accredited before ALAC that will have boys but not both for the Lagrado topics or issues. And all the activities will be determined by a participation level. And since Cartagena, we discussed all the topics related to a level, a minimum level of participation. And this paragraph was taken to the rules of procedures because it was better to put them there and not on the operating principles. Do you have any question or any doubt? If you have any question, I will answer those questions. There's no problem in that.
Sergio speaking. I think you are explaining this very well, so please go ahead. Fatima speaking again. Then Principle 3 says Lagrado will be multilingual since its formation, and all of the documents and discussions will be maintained in English, Spanish, French, and Portuguese. These are the languages that are used in the operating principles, and those languages that are not included will be included as the region has needs. We will review the need to add other languages that are not considered at this point. So, when we discussed this issue with Leon Banda, we didn't know it was very clear that Portuguese, which is not one of the UN languages, and we know that ICANN recognizes its UN languages, we don't know if it should or should not be included within our operating principles because our region in our region, it is an important language, and so we leave this for the consideration of the whole group, that is for us to review if we are going to include the language expressly or not. There was a sort of a conflict between multilingualism and the UN languages and the languages that ICANN handles. Then, as from principle number 4, we talk about the Lacrallo General Assembly. And within the operating principles we had before, there was a confusion of the figure of the chair of the GA and the chair of Lacrallo. And so, in 2009, we included the Lacrallo chair, and this was specified that in the bylaw simply specified that the functions were just different. And so we have also bridged the gap, and so we separated the figure of the General Assembly of Lacrallo and the chair and the authorities. So the item that deals with the Lacrallo GA says as follows. The maximum organization will be a General Assembly made up of 2 representatives of each accredited ALS. Each accredited ALS in the General Assembly will have right to 1 vote, and such representatives will also have powers before Lacrallo, and their obligation shall be to maintain their updated emails to notify the Secretariat and the at-large staff if there's any change on them and the people that they represent. So this is how principle number 4 is drafted, and this has not been modified. It still is the main body within Lacrallo. That is, the GA is still the main body within Lacrallo. This is Sergio speaking. I'm sorry to interrupt. Sergio, for the record. Just to discuss the Portuguese issue. Well, Portuguese is considered by ICANN today as one of the languages to be interpreted into, and I think translation into Portuguese of the documents, I think, is possible so that we can include Brazilian user organizations who want to participate in ICANN. Please go on. Fatima speaking now. I personally do believe Portuguese should be included, though I understand the concern regarding the languages being handled nowadays. This principle number 4 I've just mentioned is the principle that Dev referred to when he was talking about consensus. Dev, would you like to say something now or to just raise what your doubt is?
Okay, thank you. This is Dev Antilaksing speaking. I'm looking at page 8 and again, these are the same proposals.
People speaking.
Huh? Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, please go ahead.
Shall I go ahead?
Please go ahead, Dev.
Thank you. This is Dave Nantilaksing speaking. Yes, well, I'm looking at the document, and it seems that it removes the concept of consensus and says that, you know, everything that should be put to a vote in my interpretation of this. To me, that this is entirely, completely against the concept of consensus. And potentially makes Lacrallo a tyranny of the majority. That's it.
Sergio speaking. Thank you, Dev. Fatima, would you like to answer something? This is Fatima speaking. I now understand what Dev says, because the last paragraph, the original paragraph in this operating principle number 4, said the General Assembly should operate by consensus, and when no consensus can be reached, each ALS accredited in the GA will have a right to 1 vote, and those votes will decide by simple majority any issues submitted to voting. This paragraph was eliminating in the understanding that this should go to the operating, to the rules of procedure that Lacrallo has, and this was the argument why we took out this paragraph. I understand his concern, and I know he believes this should be written differently in the operating principles. This can be added. I don't think there's any problem with that. And that was the only reason why we took out the operating principle and we actually put it in the rules of procedure. And I see, Dev, you had raised your hand. I don't know
yes.
if this is what you wanted to say or if you wanted to say just something different. Dev,
okay.
you now have the floor.
Thank you, Sergio. This is Dave Nance speaking. Well, indeed, but I mean, the fact that it's explicitly removed, I think, is a cause for great alarm. But I mean, the concept also is that each ALS is accredited to one vote. Again, this what this also does, it creates a situation where the majority of ALSs from any one country can simply just decide what the General Assembly can do. And that's why we have the diversity when it comes to votes. So we have a country coefficients and so forth. So this is also, I think, a retrograde step as well, because I think that, you know, because if anything, then I'll say that all this leads to is this tyranny by the majority. That's it.
Thank you, Dave, for your participation. Sergio speaking. Fatima, would you like to continue with the action items that you were discussing? This is Fatima speaking. Thank you. I'm not really clear on what Dev says. Do you think you could send a proposal, Dev, of how this principle number 4 should be written? And in that case, we can review this. All of this is subject to discussion. Nothing has been decided. So, Dev, if you could please send this in writing so that we can know how it should be drafted, we could all review it together. Let's now go to principle number 5. We now go to the LACRALO authorities. First, we talk about the chair and vice chair of LACRALO. The vice chair figure is a new figure that is now included because it is added by considering what has happened in LACRALO before. The previous LACRALO chair resigned and we had no mechanism to replace him, and we didn't want to have a new election because this implies devoting a lot of time, and it didn't allow us to focus on the main issues that the LACRALO has to focus. So we believe it should be written in the operating principles. So the figure of the vice chair, and we will also see that we have the vice secretary and the vice ALAC elected by the region, these are figures or characters that are activated only in certain cases, and they will not have a previous role. They will have the capacity to help the chair in whatever they want to support the chair, but there are certain conditions that are specifically mentioned in the operating principles and are not in other occasions. So number 5 is this. The GA will elect among its members a person to be the chair of LACRALO and another person to be the vice chair for a 2-year term, each with the possibility to be re-elected for one consecutive period. I'm going to stop here to make a clarification. Up until now, the term for the chair was 1 year, and re-election was not limited. It could re-elected indefinitely. And so we believe that the term should be 2 years, so that it is in accordance with the rest of the mandates of the other officers of ALAC, for example, and the other positions that last for 2 years only. I can understand that the first mandate should be for the person to learn how to develop this role, and in the second year in office, they can give all their input with everything they have learned. So to understand how this principle evolves, we say that it will last for 2 years with the possibility to re-elect it for only 1 year. So now re-election is limited. the paragraph goes on as follows. For the case of electing the chair and vice chair in La Crallo, we will consider the geographic distribution, participation, leadership, and commitment, and personal skills that the candidates will have. This paragraph deals with the diversity principles that we had already included within La Crallo, and nobody asked for people to be from the same nationality or from the same ALS, and so this has to do with the qualities that the person being represented, representing La Crallo would have. Then among the functions of the chair and vice chair, we include promoting the debate in the region, being a liaison in the debate with ALAC, taking the voice of the region together with the representatives of La Crallo before ALAC, representing La Crallo in any of the ALAC meetings with AC and SOs, as well as with other meetings, promoting participation of early ALSs in the regions with activities aimed at new organizations, direct the discussions of La Crallo in mailing lists, in-person meetings, as well in any other kinds of meetings. This is explained also because there was a problem of confusing the functions of the president of the GA, so now the president of La Crallo is the one that has to do this. And so this is the paragraph that tells us when the vice chair will be in office. This is how it reads. Only when there is resignation, absence, incapacity, death, or conflict of interest of the president that will not allow the president, the chair, to continue, the vice chair will assume the functions of the chair until the mandate of the president finishes. Chair and vice chair will be selected in the same call and as a consequence of the prioritization obtained in the election. Here I would like to say that, as we said before, only in these cases will the figure of the vice chair assuming the role of the chair be activated, and this is only until the mandate finishes. And what we do now, and what we are proposing now, is that the election of the vice chair and secretary is graded, and so at the same time we will elect the chair and vice chair. That is what we call the prioritization of the person who obtains the highest amount of votes will be the person selected as chair, and the one after that will be the person elected as vice chair. Is this clear, or would you like me to clarify this? Because this is something new within La Crallo. This is Sergio speaking. Please go ahead, Fatima. This is Fatima speaking. I see somebody is writing. I don't know if this has to do with this issue directly or not. I see people typing on the chat room. Okay, Oscar. You can read them and see if there is any contradiction or any mistake or any comment or anything you think we should improve. Well, we are open for discussion. Deb, would you like to say something about this issue?
This is Dave. All right. So when this concept of the vice president and the vice secretariat was brought up, I have to admit, to me, it's not really solving in my mind, is the issue that the rationale for doing this, that there's always this concern, this fear, if there was a vacancy in either the president or the secretary or the secretariat being incapacitated for whatever reason, that this leads to a crisis of sorts. If there is a vacancy in either the president or the secretariat, I don't see why the rule just simply says, well, in the case there is a vacancy in either the terms of the president or the secretariat, then there's an election is held or by consensus a new president is sort of fulfill the remainder of the term. because that, to me, is more straightforward. The concept of having a vice president and a vice secretariat, I'm not sure, you know, how effectively that would be. So if you know, if the concern is simply, well, if somebody resigns or whatever, is incapacitated during their term, then maybe just the simple thing is to say, well, in the event that such a thing happens, then there's an election, or there is or La Qualos assign or elect somebody by consensus, if there is consensus, somebody else to fulfill the remainder of the term. And that's it. The concept of vice president and vice secretariat is something that is just adding extra. It's not very. It doesn't seem helpful at first glance. Thanks. I hope my point is clear. That's it.
Thank you, Dev. This is Sergio speaking. In response to your views, I personally agree with creating a vice secretariat and a vice president. I think this will solve many issues related to continuity. And usually when you vote, you wouldn't vote for a candidate, but actually you vote for a formula. And so what we vote is proposals, and those proposals can have continuity. And so based on this and based on, see, the macro policy within La Qualos, I think it would be very interesting to be able to have a management that will, or a term actually, that will start and end with no interruptions. And based on this, I think it's very interesting that we have a vice chair and a vice secretariat. That's all. Fatima, would you like to continue? This is Fatima speaking. Also, to respond to Dev, this is proposed because one of the main issues we have in La Qualos is the participation issue. And many times when people have a position, they commit to participate more actively and they are more concerned with what is going on, because in the case of the vice chair or the vice secretary, they know at any time they could assume this role, and so they need to be following the decision-making and everything that's going on the relo. And this is also similar to what happens in a republic. When a president or a vice president are elected, of course, it is established in a constitution and it follows certain terms. But in case of death or resignation of the president, the vice president assumes, and there's no need to call for elections to replace the president. This is the mechanism that is foreseen in Republican countries to continue in these situations, because everybody knows the problem, how problematic an election is. This has never happened in La Qualos, and we cannot think of the idea that we will elect a successor by consensus, because we know this is impossible. We know what happens when there are elections. Now, to continue with the next principle, this principle deals with the La Qualos Secretariat. There is similar modifications to the modifications made to the chair, and principle number 6 will be drafted as follows. La Qualos will have a secretariat. That secretariat will be held by a delegate from an ALS designated by the GA only in the case of resignations, absence, death, incapacity, or conflict of interest of the secretary that will not allow him or her to continue with this term. The vice chair or vice secretary will assume the exercises of the secretary until the end of the mandate of the secretary. Secretary and vice secretary will be selected from the same call for elections and as a consequence of the results of these elections. They will be have a mandate of 2 years, and they will be re-elected for one consecutive period. Well, this modification is similar to the chair figure, and with respect to the 2 years being re-elected only for 1 year consecutively, this is new, because in the past this was not expressly said. I mean, the duration of the mandate in the Secretariat was not expressly stated, and it was taken by analogy, and they just took the same duration of the mandate for the president. So now it's 2 years, and there's a possibility for one consecutive period, and the same applies to the vice secretary. Principle number 7 says the Secretariat will have administrative functions and information functions. They will be responsible for maintaining the information within all the ALSs and members of La Crallo and any other task assigned by the board. I think there were just a few modifications. The function of the Secretariat is to have administrative and information functions. They can make no decisions for the RELO. We have already explained that the main body to make decisions is the GA. Principle number 7, I'm sorry, the previous one was continuation of the other principle, the principle number 6. So I am now dealing with number 7, which is worded as follows. This is a new principle. The president and the secretary will be selected, and they need to be members of different ALSs. They will need to reside in different countries in the region, and such residents should be in accordance with the ALS they represent. The diversity requirements will not be applied between alternate and continuous members. For the purposes of continuing with these policies, the chair and secretary and their respective replacements will be renewed for alternate periods, and there will be one representative in each year. In this, in the first part of these principles, we deal with the diversity issues. We explain they cannot be, neither president nor chair can be from the same ALS, and they need to be from different countries, and they need to be in accordance with the country that they represent. This is also added to prevent situations that have already happened in La Crallo. But this diversity principle is not applied between alternate and permanent members between them. And why is this so? Because we need to say that it's very difficult to predict who is going to have more votes and to respect diversity in this issue, and we need to also respect the figure of the president in this case. And something new here being proposed is that in order to have more continuity in our RELO, now they should, the chair and vice chair should be selected gradually. So in the first year we select the chair, and the following year we select the secretary, so that the new person coming in into this role can be nourished from the experience of the person being in that role for a year already, and that there is a continuity in exercising. This is Sergio speaking. Fatima. There, Oscar Garcia has a comment to make, and I would like to allow him to participate because he has raised his hand for a long time, and he wants to make a comment on the Secretariat issues. So before giving him the floor, I would like to say on this issue in particular, this alternation issue, I was not very sure of how to deal with this issue, but I think it is good to be able to have change alternation in our experience. This is Oscar Garcia speaking for the record. I had raised my hand for some time now, and this is related to a situation I see that happened in connection with what Fatima said. My area is a technical area, and sometimes you see issues from the technical point of view, and you see the way in which relations are established. And so this has to do with the Secretariat, and that phrase that it will be responsible for maintaining communications and ensuring the flow of information, etc. an important issue there will be the definition of certain models in connection with document transfer and sharing information in a way that is compatible with the different systems and the different mechanics that the different members of the RALO can have. Because this has certain technical particularities, I'm going to give an example. Fatima sent a document in DocX format, which is a Microsoft version that corresponds to the latest Word version. And this is very specific because it does not work with previous versions. And she also added it to Dropbox. And in Dropbox, we see that they, with the latest Chrome version, they have a digital certificate problem, and so Chrome will not allow them to open them. She made a great effort, and she sent it from different media and to put it to make it available for us. But in my case, if I don't work technically on this, I wouldn't be able to access to this, and the document is now ready for me thanks to Sergio. So now I think it would be interesting to define some rules for exchange and for the unification of the information, and potentially, if necessary, and I can support you with that if you agree with it, so potentially, and because within the RALO, we deal with a number of very technical issues also arising from things that concern us. That is, there's issues that affect the users that have very technical components because they arise from policies or issues that come from ICANN or the IETF eventually. And so, since we are dealing with changes in governance models within the RALO, it would be important to consider the possibility of creating an area or a technical secretariat where we could define some of those rules and also interpretations of different technical rules and how they affect the users' community. This is Sergio speaking. Oscar, in connection with what you're saying, there was a working group that worked on communications. They didn't work on how to send the documents, I think. This is not very clear for me, but I do remember they did create an etiquette in just dealing with how to send emails. So we could discuss with the members of our RALO again and tell them that they create something in connection with document sending. So probably we will discuss this with the chair of our region and see if this is still working and if we can include this so that we can create a certain protocol. Would you like to add anything else? Thank you, Sergio. We will go on with this later. This is Sergio speaking again. Fatima, we are now closing this and we still have a long way to go. Fatima speaking. Sergio, let me just answer. Oscar, in this case, I apologize because this is a mistake. I usually work with the wiki, and I upload everything to the wiki. But just so that you could have time, I didn't have time to put this on the wiki. So I apologize, and I know these formats are not accessible to everybody, but I'm seeing Sylvia is telling us we will upload this on the wiki, and it will be available for everybody. So what do you think we should do? We have two or three items to deal with. I don't know how much time left we have. This is Sergio speaking. I don't think we can go on, even if we have an additional 5 or 10 minutes. I don't think we can finish this. So here's my proposal. Sylvia, is it possible to have some more minutes? Yes, this is Sylvia speaking. Yes, we have 5 more minutes and we can ask for an additional 5 minutes from the interpreters. This is Sergio speaking. Fatima, do you think we could finish this in 5 minutes? Fatima speaking. Yes, Sergio, I will not stop on everything and on every detail. I'll just focus on the modification so that then each of you can identify any error, conflict, or anything that we need to modify. Sergio speaking again. Okay, before you go on, let's have some considerations. This document will be posted on the wiki. We will be working there, but we will also have a mailing list. So it would be very interesting that to have this mailing list alive, keep it alive. So I propose that we are proactive in this sense and that we start working beyond, because this is the final work that this group could do. Isn't that so, Fatima? This is Fatima speaking. Yes, this is open for discussion. This is subject for review, and we want proposals for changes or anything that you want. This is just a proposal. Sergio speaking again. This is clear now. We know that we will meet again in a month from now, but I will ask you, Fatima, to continue with this, and we will go on then with the mailing list. This is Fatima speaking. That's right, Sergio. There are some action items and some people who committed to the rules of procedures and to the Kralo metrics, and this needs to be done in parallel so that we can have something uniform for the whole RALO. This has to be an action item for the next week or starting to discuss this in our mailing list because we have just a short time until London.
So I continue with principle number 8. This is a representative of La Kralo before ALAC. The modification here is this. There will be replacements, so that will be added, as in the case of the secretary and vice president or vice chair. And they should comply with the diversity principles already respected in La Kralo. Sorry, but not with respect to ALAC and the replacement, because they will need a call for election. And this only applies to ALAC members in the region, not for the ALAC members elected by the NOMCOM. What is also modified is that the term of the ALAC members' mandate is 2 years and they cannot be re-elected. But now there is a possibility that after the two-year term, that term might be renewed by one consecutive year. This is the same, or the same applies for the replacements of the ALAC member, for the same cases of the vice chair and chair or the ALAC replacement as well. And taking into account the continuity of this policy that was being developed, they are gradually elected, that is to say, one year one is elected and the second year, the following year, the other ALAC member is elected. When it comes to item number 10, there is a new figure being incorporated, and this calls for, or this is the answer to achieve a greater engagement and commitment for the members of the region, because a person in the role may be more active in its functions. La Kralo will be composed as this. Automatically, the members of the board will be the figure of the chair and the vice chair, the secretary and vice secretary, the ALAC members and replacements, and the ALAC member elected by the NOMCOM. Does not have a replacement because it is not elected by us, but it will have a replacement, the one elected by the NOMCOM. These roles will be part of the board automatically. It will be also integrated by 5 or more people. In all, there will be a total of 14 members. There will be policy directors that will be ready to lead working groups, taking into account the terms or the points of interest for La Kralo. In this case, we need to deal with the new GTLDs. That's why we will elect a director for the GTLDs topic, a new GTLDs topic. So the one elected invite us, the director, and who will be part of the board of LACRALO, will also elect the members of the working group to discuss the policy and to deal with the topics before ALAC. The duration or the term of these of the mandate of these board members in LACRALO is this. The members that are automatically part of the board, the chair, the vice chair, and the elect members, the duration will be the term of the mandate. And if it is, and if, for example, the we have a board director for the new TTRD working group, and the work of that working group is not over, then a new director will be elected. The functions has to do with operating functions and administrative function of the RALO. It will not have, this member will not have decision-making powers. The only decision-making body is the GA, and this is to increase the engagement and participation, particularly in terms of policy discussion. When it comes to operating principle number 11, this deals with the election of the secretary, and it reads as follows. For the election of the chair and the secretary of the ALAC representative before the LACRALO representative before ALAC, there will be a virtual meeting carried out to deal with the candidates and their platforms, and an electronic vote will be carried out among the members, the voting members, and there will be a term for this electronic vote. This is also a change because in the past, it was not very clear how the election of authorities was carried out, and in the in-person meeting or face-to-face meetings carried out every 3 years, the terms or the mandate lasted for 2 years. So we couldn't wait until having a face-to-face meeting. That's why the election is being carried out by means of an electronic vote, recording the voting members. Of course, the voting members will only vote. And what we do is to have a call for candidates to express their background or their way of work, etc. Then we have the temporary clauses. The first clause is deleted because it is no longer valid, which was the gradual election of LACRALO representatives before ALAC, and now there is a new regulation, temporary regulation added, that has to do with the retroactivity principle, and the amendments will be applied for the future for the LACRALO chair and vice chair. And there is another regulation of this position that is being added, which is the gradual election of the president or the chair and secretary of LACRALO, because we are electing them on the same period. But in order to be able to describe how this will be carried out, we believe that the mandate of a secretary in exercise at the time of the amendments being approved will be taken to 3 years instead of 2 years. And in order to be able to elect the representatives, 1 year the chair will be electing, and in the other year the secretary will be elected. To allow this gradual election, the secretary should be elected, because the figure of the chair has to do with the representational function, while the secretary figure has a more administrative function. So there is a need to renew the term of the mandate of the chair before that of the secretary. That's why we suggested electing the secretary first. And when it comes to the third regulation or disposition or provision, has to do with the composition of the LACRALO board. We know that the LACRALO secretary, representative before ALAC and chair are elected automatically, but we still needed to define the policy directors for the first time. In this case, if the replacement who were not elected And if these amendments are approved in London, we will have a new chair and secretary, but we will not have the replacement. So for the first time, or for the first board of directors, the members will be elected in the GEA to be held in London. And then the procedure will be followed according to the operating principles. Well, that's all. I hope you can read the document later on. And that's all. Sorry to say, Elena Porto speaking. Thank you very much, Fatima. It's a great job done by you and Leon and all the members. I'd like to congratulate you on this. And this, of course, disregards the not happy comment made by our chair last call. So it's a huge amount of work and effort that you have done. So thank you for this. I hope that the other two working groups, the Matrix Working Group and the Rules of Procedure Working Group, be soon ready to discuss. I propose having, or I suggest having, a meeting during this during the week of March the 17th, because at least for the Argentinian people, well, that's a holiday, because we are commemorating a special date. And we accompany the mothers of Plaza de Mayo that time. So is there any problem in having another call on March the 17th? Silvia Ivanko speaking. Sergio, this is Silvia for the records. I would like to ask you not to schedule any meeting on that week, because, as we know, Asia is a region which is very far away from us, and many members will be traveling to the venue that week. So that is a travel week, to put it somehow. Sergio speaking. What about March the 10th? Sylvia speaking. Well, we could have a call the week before. Sergio speaking. What about Monday the 10th? Sylvia speaking. Okay, that's fine. That's fine for us. Everything done during that week will be okay. Do you, Sergio speaking, do you all agree in having a call on the week on March the 10th? Okay, see, Fatima agrees. Leon, what about you? Oscar, I see Vanda agrees. Sylvia, I can have a call on that date. Dev, is there any problem? Do you agree with this?
This is Dave. March 10th is, I guess, okay. I'm thinking it's still not much time, though. But especially if the documents aren't translated in time by then. I just also want to mention that one of the things is also that La Corallo needs to look at is as an important issue to work on is the issue regarding the ICANN board director and the discussions regarding that. So it's not like there's nothing to be done within that week. There's a lot of work being done then. But if March 10th is what persons want, then fine.
Hey, thank you, Dev, for your comment. So let's schedule our next call on March the 10th at 23 UTC. I would like to give a special thanks to our interpreters and the staff for their effort. And finally, I would like to thank you all for your participation. And let's talk soon. So thank you, Fatima and Leon, for compiling all this effort. Susie, thank you very much. So goodbye. And good evening. Silvia Blanco speaking. Okay, bye-bye. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks to the interpreters again. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah.
Take care.
Everybody. Bye-bye. See you next week.
You are welcome, Deb.
Bye-bye.